break of cutting this up, we had Jim Connolly, who was just on from USCHO, and he told us that he thinks the next head coach of UVM men's hockey should have prior head coaching experience.
Assistant coaches that will get a lot of looks, and that's usually where people go, these longtime assistants that have never gotten the chance to be a head coach. But the one thing I always caution with that, and I'm not trying to just, you know, knock off every possible D1 assistant as a potential, but if you've never had head coaching experience, it can be very daunting to walk into a program and suddenly be the head coach.
So do you think, and 802-655-6672, because I get emails all the time, talk more hockey, talk more UVM hockey.
And that's all we've been talking about all week. This is great.
This is your chance.
Yeah. Baseball and hockey. It's all it's been all week.
If you want your opinion heard on Catamount hockey, this is the time to get it. Does the next head coach need to be a guy with prior experience?
Boy, it's funny because I've been completely sold on, you know, you've heard me. I've said it all week ever since Kevin Sneddon announced that he was leaving after the end of the season. I said, I'm looking for a young, hotshot assistant from a major winning program that is waiting for his turn. The more I listened to our guests, I'm like, does UVM want to commit $400,000 to a guy who's never coached a game as a head coach at the Division I or, you know, or whatever level? That's a tough thing for Jeff Schulman and the crew on the Hill to jump into. I'm not sure you want to do that.
It doesn't matter to me if the person has been a head coach before. It matters if they've had the proximity to all of the things in the program. Because being a head coach doesn't just entail planning practice and coaching in the game. A lot of people think that when you're the head coach at a college program, that's all you do. You plan practice, you recruit, and you coach the game. There's a lot more than that. Let me tell you. Ordering the uniforms, ordering the clothes, getting the refs paid for, who's doing the travel budget, who's got the food ordered for when we go on the road, are the hotel rooms booked? Okay, what uniforms are we wearing? Does the equipment guy have everything right? Does Joe need a new stick? Those are all things that ultimately fall to the head coach. Okay, now we're hosting this recruit. We're playing today, but we've also got this recruit in the stands. So we got to go shake hands with the mother and father that are bringing him up. And oh, the junior coach is there too. We got to talk about that. Then we got to bring them all in afterwards. We got to coach the game. Then we got to go out and have an alumni function over the weekend. A lot of things go on there. It doesn't matter as much to me if this person has already been a head coach, but they have to have seen the full scope of the inner workings of a program.
And as I'll say it again, all I care about is they can recruit like pit bulls. It's a big deal. We've been talking about it all week, and to me, recruiting is everything. I mean, they've been going out and recruiting, and I mean, when your leading scorer this year after 24 games or whatever they've played has 13 points, somebody's not seeing something, or they're seeing something that isn't there out on the recruiting trail. You know, I mean, their two leading scorers are freshmen, but their two leading scorers also have 13 and 12 points, I think, or 14 and 13. So maybe there's something there. But when you have an entire team of guys that just cannot get the puck in the net, whose fault is that? That's got to be recruiting. I mean, are they scoring 60 points at junior hockey or in high school or whatever, and then they come to UVM and all of a sudden they can't score? If that's the case, then maybe it is something about the system. Kevin Sneddon is always, and I've said this for years, is a guy that wins games 2-1. He's more interested in a defensive brand, a suffocating defensive style, and keeping the score low. Well, he certainly got that wish.
I think it's just more indicative of right now who UVM is, Rich. Like, this is where they are. They are getting second and third tier talent. So therefore, they are getting players that play like second and third tier talent. You're saying, oh, they're not getting anybody that can score. They're getting players that come to programs that aren't as good. That's where you always make the analogy in basketball. Oh, this guy scored 4,000 points in Vermont and then went to Division I and sat the bench all 4 years. Well, you know what? He wasn't that good. And he should have gone to Division II, or he should have gone to Division III. Right now, UVM is clearly in a position where these kids are overachieving in terms of where they actually end up. They should be playing at some of these kids probably should be playing at a high-end Division III program or a lower, even lower-tier Division I program in a lower-tier conference. So they're getting kids that want to play in Hockey East that probably aren't good enough to be in Hockey East.
Well, that's where the recruiting comes in then. Go into Boston. Go into the suburbs around Boston where all
those
great high school kids are.
You're making a mistake if you do that.
I'm not talking about all of Boston, but convince a kid that just maybe the University of Vermont and beautiful, awesome, fantastic Burlington is a place you'd want to spend at least 1 year, hopefully four, of your hockey career. I know you're a phenom at St. John's Prep and Don Bosco and Matignon and Xaveria and all those great hockey schools down in the Boston area. Why is it they all have to go to BC and BU and Northeastern?
I just think that if you just start saying we're going to out-recruit everyone in the Boston area, you are making a big mistake. That is not your niche. And I'm not saying you need to get out of Boston, but when you start going in there, you know what happens? Okay, BC takes one, and Northeastern takes one, and BU takes one, and Harvard takes one, and sure, UVM gets the fifth one. And you know what? The fifth one gets you. The fifth one gets you where you are right now. That's what happened. You need a new recruiting right. niche. That's theirs. I would love to have Boston kids, but until you start winning, you're not converting right. Boston kids out of Boston schools. It's not going to happen.
I'm only using Boston hypothetically. It's because it's historical. That's what it's always been. You go down and all the talent in this region is Boston. You're not going to get a kid from Canaan, Vermont, who's going to score 25 goals every year at the University of Vermont. You got to go where it is, and that's where the action is. You can also go to Minnesota, but more than ever, geographically, and we've said this all week, Montreal, man, it's right there. And Arnie's explained about they want to go to college there because it's cheaper. Well, how much cheaper than a full ride to UVM? He keeps saying it's cheaper to go to college.
It is because it's universal education.
Isn't it a free ride for 4 years?
Not for every player. There's not 25 free rides in college hockey.
Okay, right. But okay, so get six of them from the Montreal area. You're an hour and a half from the most fertile hockey place on the planet, as far as I'm concerned.